Let us pray. Holy God, in your word that we have just heard, may we hear a truth for ourselves. May we find comfort. May we find hope for ourselves. And may we be challenged as well. This we pray in your Son's name. Amen. Don't you hate it when you see that thread hanging and you pull it and it gets real long and then all of a sudden it comes out and the next thing you know, the seam splits? Well, you know, it was interesting this past week when I put these banners up, our World Communion banners. And you'll notice, I noticed there was a little piece of fringe hanging off of this one. And I pulled it. And it got longer and longer, and I stopped because I got scared. I was afraid I was going to unravel all of the fringe. And Marge Crummel would not have been happy with me. Well, our scripture readings today, in many ways, deal with this idea of coming apart. And it's especially appropriate, I think, to talk about this on World Communion Sunday. As we talk about a world table and unity around that table, which today we're symbolizing by the different breads. It seems that everywhere we look today, people are being pulled apart. Threads are being pulled. Marriages, families, countries, ethnic groups, racial groups, religious groups. This past week, we saw a young man pull apart the lives of individuals and families in the Oregon shooting, including his own family. We have become adept at destroying and breaking apart people and systems that don't benefit us personally or disagree with our way of thinking. And all of our, I felt like, and what attracted to me about today's passages is they all speak regarding the importance of relationships. In Genesis, God created the first relationship between Adam and Eve. And it was one where they both were to be supported and nurtured. They were to be partners. They were to help each other. There was to be a giving and a receiving. It was interesting. Just this morning, when I was awake at very early in the morning, I was on my computer and I saw a thing on Facebook that somebody had put up, that a marriage of 50-50 equals divorce. A marriage of 100-100 is a marriage where each gives themselves totally to each other. And I thought, that's pretty good, because that's the truth. And I think that's what was trying to be said in the book of Genesis, or our passage today, is you got to give everything to each other. Your helpers, your partners. In Hebrews, we hear the writer saying, "For this reason, Jesus is not ashamed to call them brothers and sisters, saying, 'I will proclaim your name to my brothers and sisters. In the midst of the congregation, I will praise you.'" Reminding us that we live in a family relationship with all people through Jesus. I'll go back a little further back, through God. Finally, in Mark, we hear Jesus talk about what happens when relationships are broken. Harm is done to all parties. "Therefore, what God has joined together, let no one separate." That's true for marriage, but that's true for everything else. When you begin to pull that thread, things fall apart. Relationships are the cornerstone of the Christian life, the cornerstone of human life. And Jesus, I firmly believe, his mission on earth was to build and restore human relationships between each other and between humans and God. How else do you explain his words to the adulterous woman? Now, to the people that wanted to stone her, who by their law they could. The one with you, of you that has not sinned, you can cast the first stone. It's a human relationship where we all recognize that we're all challenged. We're all the same. Don't worry, that's just a crackling in the speakers. How else do you explain his reversal when he was challenged by the woman who had a daughter that she wanted to have healed? And she came to Jesus and said, "Please heal my daughter." Now, she was not a Hebrew. And he said, "It's not fair to throw the food meant for the children to the dogs." And she said, "Yes, Lord, but at least the dogs can also lick the crumbs underneath the table." And he said, "Your faith has healed your daughter." How else do you explain his words from the cross? "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing." Jesus was about building and renewing relationships. God's creation is all about people caring for and nurturing each other in the creation that God gave us. And yet, as I said, today we are quick to look at what separates us. I once read a story. A woman was seeing a black Sudanese man. This is a true story. And they had this ongoing relationship, and they were intimate, and she got pregnant. They did not get married, at least in the story that the woman shared. She doesn't say that they did. And she was worried because she called her mom. Her mom was born and raised in the Deep South. And she was worried how her mom might take it. And she was talking to her mom on the phone, and she told her, and her mom said, "Well, you have options." Obviously suggesting you can get an abortion. But the daughter chose to have the baby, and she prepared to be cast out of her family. However, as the pregnancy increased, mom kept calling a little bit more and a little bit more and more regularly, talking to her about her pregnancy and everything. And 3 weeks before the due date, all of a sudden, unannounced, mom shows up on the front porch, suitcases in hand, ready to support her daughter through this birth. And as they're talking between that time and when she got there and the birth, mom said, "I really would like to meet the man." And the daughter's going, "Oh, no." And mom said, "No, I really would like to meet him." So daughter set up a dinner, and she invited her Sudanese friend to come. And at one point, and she told him before he came, "Now, if you get uncomfortable, you have permission to leave." But she did not know how her mom was going to react. And then he came and they talked and things were kind of tense but somewhat cordial. And finally the daughter had to go in and work on dinner some. So she left him, and a little bit later she came back out and she realized something had happened. But she wasn't sure what. And later on her Sudanese friend said, "You know, it was really strange. Because your mom, after you left the room, said, 'Can I shake your hand?'" He said, "Huh? 'Can I shake your hand?'" Okay. So he reached out his hand and she took it, and then she held on real tight, and then she began stroking his arm. Just for a little bit. He said it was kind of weird. He was stroking. Finally she said, "Why, your skin feels just like mine. Your skin feels just like mine." Eventually, the baby was born. The baby was black. And the baby was the most precious thing on earth to his grandmother. Your skin feels just like mine. We are all members of the human family. God, we have the same skin. It might be different colors, but we have the same skin. God put us together in our smaller biological families, but we're also a part of that bigger family. And Jesus recognized this. And when we hurt other members of our family, we're hurting ourselves. And we're hurting God. And to me, that's why this table is so important. Because it reminds us that we are a part of one family. A family that today is sitting down at the same table all around the world. We look different, and as I said earlier, we speak different. Some of us have wonderful, successful, well-nourished, peaceful lives. And some of us are living in fear in countries that are violent, war-torn, or fleeing from their country for their lives. But we have to remember that there are many around the world also who are not sitting at this table because they believe differently. And yet they are a part of the human family as well. When we pull that thread that connects them to us, by denying them something that they need to sustain themselves, then we're hurting not only them, but we're hurting ourselves as well. And this table reminds us of that. And we would do well to remember that. For if we forget it, we do so at our own peril. May God help us to always feel connected with our neighbor. Whether it's our neighbor sitting in the pew, or our neighbor sitting at a table in Syria, or Egypt, or South Africa, or Russia, or China, or wherever. May God give us the strength and the courage to not pull that thread.